Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 168, Your Grace is Given Me, I Claim It Now. In paragraph 2, it says that, would he not gladly give the means by which his will is recognized? His grace is yours by your acknowledgement, and memory of him awakens in the mind that asks the means of him whereby its sleep is done. This means that in order to remember God, which is to remember your true self, your true reality as God created it within you, in order to remember all of this, this is the place within you that knows nothing of fear or suffering, misery, sacrifice, guilt, or death. Today, as we welcome that memory, we must actually request it. We ask of God itself to give us the means to recognize so that we could end our sleep. The reason we must ask is because love is loving. It will never attack your mind. It will never push against you. It will patiently wait until all dreams are seen as insignificant and without value. If we are holding on to a grievance, if we are unable to forgive, if there is something we must see in the dream before we are happy, these are all ways that we are saying that we want to be asleep. Today, let us choose to be awake, recognizing that in our awakened mind, we will know no more suffering. It will bring an end to all misery and pain. Dear God, please give us the means that we could wake up. We gladly give to you all of our illusions. If there is one person, or perhaps more, that we are holding grievances against, that we are holding a judgment, and we are seeing them as our past experiences of them, please give us the divine wisdom and understanding to see through it and to acknowledge the light that you placed within them that has never been tarnished by their actions or behaviors. Help us to see the purity and the innocence in each other, that we could know it with certainty within ourselves. This is how we reach into the awakened mind. Your grace is given me. I claim it now.